everyone. Welcome back to the Connection Podcast. This is Javier.
And I'm Danielle.
And we are so excited to be back with you. We have another installment in our four-part series called Season of Significance. We're back with part three today. We're calling it Lasting Joy. The thing about cultivating lasting joy is that it does take intention. It takes a combination of changing our mindset, creating new habits, and even at times censoring our words or choosing our words very wisely. Because I think that the very words that we choose to describe our circumstances or to describe others or to even just, you know, describe our feelings have a lot of power in them. In fact, one of our scriptures for this week is in Proverbs 17. Danielle, would you mind reading that for us?
Yes. Proverbs 17, 27 through 28. The one who has knowledge uses words with restraint, and whoever has understanding is even-tempered. Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues.
So to me, I think that's awesome because it's pretty clear-cut.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to even appear wise, you could choose your words wisely. You could choose the words in which you're known by.
Yeah.
I think that's very important because I think there's a very key element, especially with people that we recognize who carry joy all the time. You can definitely tell they are very choosy with their words, choosy with how they describe their life and their patterns and their habits and the things that they do on a regular basis. What are some of the other things that you recognize or that you know right off the bat when you recognize a joyful person?
Well, I think it's like what you're saying. I think everything that is good in life is cultivated and is built with intention and is on purpose and by design.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people think that certain individuals or families fall into good fortune.
Yeah.
And I mean good fortune, like they're happy and they love each other.
Yeah.
And they're for each other. That's really rarely the case. It's always by design. It's always by the people that make up that family choosing joy, choosing peace, choosing those things and cultivating those things in their homes and in their lives and in the culture that they, you know, are creating together. And so I would say that specifically with what you're saying about people we know who have a lot of joy being choosy with their words,
mm-hmm.
We know that the Bible says that our tongue has the power of life and death.
Yes.
And so we are oftentimes speaking from our heart.
Yeah.
And if our heart is full of junk and full of bitterness and full of hatred, then what we're speaking is not going to bring joy. It's not going to bring life. It's going to bring death. And I don't think that sometimes people really give account for how powerful our words really are.
Yeah.
And how our words really do set the tone and the stage for our day, for our life, for our present moment, and for our future. But it is really profound. The way we think and then the way we speak really holds a lot of power for what our today looks like and what our tomorrow looks like.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I think to me it's more than just enjoyment.
Right.
Because there are certainly things that we can enjoy in this world. There's things that bring us happiness. And most of those things, it's sort of a temporary happiness. You know, maybe it's a great meal or it's even a vacation or things that are circumstantial.
Yeah.
But what we're talking about is a lasting joy. It's a joy that people carry with them despite their circumstances.
Right.
The people that I know that are just regularly joyful, they have confidence. They have, you know, they are good at what they do. They're good at who, you know, about even just being around people. They make you want to be around them. They're very attractive in that way where, you know, if you spend even just a few minutes around a truly joyful person, you want to spend more time around them, and it's actually contagious. It's like it bleeds off onto you.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm thinking about in the way of lasting joy is a way in which we can live our life, even though we have grief, trauma, heartache, heartbreak.
Yeah.
Because those things are not, we're not going to be free from those things.
Right.
And even the faith that we have in Jesus doesn't promise us to be free from trauma or grief or loss.
Right.
But the joy, the strength that we find in his joy, that's what gives us the ability to keep moving, to move through our grief, through move through trauma,
yeah,
and come out the other side. It's not because it's been taken away, but it's been it's more that we've been given strength to go through it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for maybe someone listening who doesn't necessarily hold the same beliefs that we do, it might sound, you know, a little mystical or a little crazy for us to say that we have found a joy that really isn't tied to our circumstances. But really that joy does exist because we do believe in a creator who created us. The Bible says that he formed us in our mother's womb and that he has numbered every day of our life and he knows the number of hairs on our head. And so he has set this life before us. He set this table before us and we get to live this beautiful life because we were created by design and on purpose. And I think there's a lot of joy that comes with knowing that. And so for someone listening who you don't really share those same beliefs, like I said, I can acknowledge and understand that that might sound a little mystical, it might sound a little hokey. But you know what? There's a lot of weirder things out there that people believe these
yeah,
days.
Exactly.
So I do. I think I personally find joy in knowing that the creator of the universe is also the same person that created me and created you and created our daughter and all the amazing things that I just don't think that can be explained away otherwise.
Yeah, for sure. So we recognize that it is not circumstantial. It's not tied to an event and it's not material.
Right.
So then how do we actually express it? How do we share it? How do we help cultivate joy around us?
I think it's like kind of piggybacking on what we talked about last week, which is it's a choice.
Yes.
You choose peace, you choose joy.
Yeah.
You have a choice set before you every single day in how you're going to operate with your spouse, with your children, with the people you work with, and with the general public at large.
Yeah.
Every day you have a choice in who you're going to show up as and who you're going to be in those relationships. And maybe not everyone takes the time to realize that they really do have a choice in how they show up and how they handle situations and how they react to situations. And I think that the way that you can choose joy and the way you can practice joy is simply just determining that you're that thing that's inside of you, that thing that brings you happiness and that does bring you joy, does not have to be determined by circumstances.
Yeah.
And until you can really fully get that, you're not going to experience what true joy really is.
Yeah.
Because people that are joyful are not joyful because they haven't overcome hardship. They're not joyful because they haven't had to walk through grief. They're not joyful because they have not ever experienced difficulty or setback. They're joyful because they know that there's something greater at play, something that they can tap into.
That's good.
And ultimately, they're just choosing joy.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I think definitely when I think about joy, it's tied to gratitude as well. And so gratitude, I think, is the recognition of what you have and what you have been given.
Yes.
And also, I think it's what you've overcome, because not everyone has had a great, perfect start in this life, or even if you did, at some point you've experienced loss or you've experienced tragedy or you've experienced something that could try to steal that joy away from you.
Yeah.
But the most joyful people often have had the toughest stories,
right?
Because I do think that there's you know, joy as a part of our purpose, our life's purpose, I think, is to extend that joy to others, because we know that we all share this human experience of sadness, grief, loss. And so if we can overcome those things and help others overcome that, then I think we can spread joy.
Yeah.
Especially during Christmas, I always think about giving, serving, volunteering. And I know that many people that are listening to this, maybe you're volunteering this year at a food bank, or you volunteer with your church, or even just at the community, you know, that you live in. And I think that's another way where we can share joy. We can actually show up, represent what joy looks like in our life, and give a little piece of that to those who may be experiencing loss or maybe experiencing less during this season. And so to me, I think that's another big key thing, is that we need to look for and be observing opportunities to share joy. They don't just always happen organically. Sometimes we have to kind of push for that, and we have to kind of be intentional with creating joy and then sharing joy and allowing that to become the fulfillment, kind of like what you're saying, the fulfillment of our life,
right,
is to be able to operate within joy, peace, love, hope, to give these things away. I think is a part of the human existence that we take for granted and is very underrated, because like we say sometimes during the Christmas season, it is better to give than receive. And I think this is a prime example of that. It's always going to be a joy to give your joy away. That it's going to bring you happiness, it's going to bring you fulfillment, and ultimately I think that's tied to our life's purpose as well.
And I think it's, you know, for most of us, organizing those moments where you plan to give a part of yourself away, you know, when you are actually getting very specific and drilling down and volunteering with an organization, like a food pantry, or you know, like ours, Connect Global, or those different outlets at your church. Those are so important and they matter so much. But I think it's also even more important that you don't have to operate with, you don't limit your joy to those organized moments. Just living your life that way, living in default mode of carrying that joy, I think makes as great an impact.
It for sure does. There's always opportunities, like I said, if you look for them. Not an organized opportunity, but looking for the opportunities to smile at the clerk at the sales, you know, the sales associate at the store, or at work, starting off your day, and your opportunities to commune and have, you know, your day with your coworkers. We all know those people who start their days off grumpy, or they're bringing in the things that happened yesterday or the night before. And, you know, I think starting your day off by clearing the slate, starting new, starting fresh, having a smile on your face, starting the day with appreciation, gratitude, you know, those are the types of things that you can cultivate. Those are the types of moments and moods that you can create. And people recognize that. They know that. Like we said, it's very attraction, you know, attractive, attractional. It gets people excited. It gets people's mood changing. It gets their vibe going. And it's really something that we can operate within that costs nothing. I mean, you know, it's always like one of those things where it's like, you know, what's the quickest, best way to sort of improve our situation, circumstance, or whatever? It's not money. It's not a vacation. It's not a raise. It's not, you know, any of the superficial type things that are just of the world, but it's something that is deep inside of us. It's that choice, it's that intention, and it's the practice of joy. It's not just taking it for granted. It's not just sort of operating in joy when you're around certain people or around certain circumstances. You know, I hope and want to always be the same that I am at home, at work, on vacation, at, you know, I don't want there to be multiple people that show up to, depending on the circumstance. Hopefully we've gotten to a place where we can start to cultivate a consistency and a regularity, and that we practice joy, we practice peace, we practice love, we practice our, you know, giving away our hope that we have. And I think if you're not already, Christmas can be a great jumping off point for that. In just about a week, or maybe 2 weeks now, we will celebrate our new year. And that's another opportunity for us to wipe the slate clean, start new, start fresh, and practice joy on a daily basis. So we want to thank you for tuning in, like I said, once again for this episode and this part of our four-part series that we're calling Season of Significance. This is an Advent series that Connect Global we have created. Danielle and I have written. We have found scriptural, biblical basis for each of these points. But this is something that is really needed all year long. This is not just a Christmas sort of focus. This is a life focus.
Yeah.
These four things that we're talking about are definitely opportunities for us to grow in, to connect to our purpose, and to connect in a way that is meaningful, not only just to us and to our family, but to even strangers and neighbors around the world.
Yeah.
So I encourage you to go through. We'll put the link at the end of this description of this podcast. Go find this. Go through it. You can go through it by yourself. You can go through it with your family. It's very quick, I promise you. You read through a couple of scriptures and you read through a couple of panels that of just our you know, thoughts and commentary. And I promise you, it won't take you more than 15 or 20 minutes for the entire series. You can read that on your phone or on your computer. But you can also go back and check out each podcast. We've done a podcast episode for each of the four themes that we discuss. And so we really appreciate your tuning in there as well. So until we see you again, we've got one more podcast before the end of the year. We will be talking about the theme of love and the true meaning and reason for the season. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we will talk to you again soon.
God bless you.